We call this segment Telling Your Story, every month sharing stories from those in their most experienced way, giving back to the community, guests on behalf of St. Anne's, Emmanuel Hospice, Porter Hills, Sunset, and more. Today, a unique activity. We're going to talk about eventing, vaulting, horses, and more, thanks to my guest in the house, Karen Schmidt, owner of Karen's Horse Connection and Legacy Stables. That's Karen with an I, providing riding programs, equestrian vaulting, and therapeutic programs with your at least 20 horses at the stable. Good morning to you, Karen.
Good morning.
Yes, I'm glad that you are here. I'd say wish you would have brought a horse, but
I could have.
You could have brought a mini. Let's just say maybe the roving microphone can come out to your stable one day and get a whinny or two. So, let's talk about this angle that you have for us. And you looks like have been around a horse for all of your life. First of all, Karen, let's talk a little bit about you and your love with horses. You were a member of a German vaulting team at age 7. So where did this love come from, and how did you get started here in the U.S. of A.?
Well, I have no idea where this love came from. It was just always there. And it's weird because nobody in my family has horses or a love for horses. I grew up in a village in Germany, but we didn't have horses. But I just had this bug all my life, and my parents were gracious enough to just let me have it. And so they signed me up for a vaulting team, and that was my first contact, and I was just happy.
What's a vaulting team?
Vaulting is gymnastics on horseback. Oh. It's a little bit, it has nothing to do with jumping over obstacles. It is more like what reminds you of the circus, where a horse goes in a circle, controlled, and you jump up and down. It is actually very safe, although it looks spectacular.
Thank you for sharing that. And so as a little one in Germany, you certainly worked your craft. You've worked with race horses from around the world, Germany, Peru, Switzerland, England, Canada. So what finally brought you to the United States?
So, I made horses my profession. I was a jockey. I ended up being on the racetrack, and that brought me, I was always pretty adventurous and not very scared. And so I as a jockey, it brought me to all those different countries and even continents. I was actually pretty famous, like in Peru, for example. I won more races in 3 months than in 3 years in Germany. That's pretty successful. And I love speed. I just love to go fast. So with the United States, I also came here. I worked at Churchill Downs, where the Kentucky Derby is, and went to Arizona to the Cowboys as this little German girl. Ended up going back to Germany and went back to school, got my master's degree in horse training. Okay. Then I quit everything, start over with my life, met my husband, and because of him, and then we built a family, we had a family, 3 kids, small kids, and it was because of my husband, who again has nothing to do with horses. He was sent to the States, to Grand Rapids, because of his work. He worked for a German manufacturer. And that's why we came. He came home and said, hey, I was asked to come to the States for a year, 1.5. I said, sure, well, let's do it. Let's do a new adventure. It will be good for the kids. Well, that was like 17 years ago. And then that's how we came to the States. And of course, you know, once you love horses, you always love horses. And it didn't take me long to end up at the Kent Special Riding Program here in Grand Rapids, in Alto, and wanting to volunteer. Well, the instructor at the time, he wanted to know if I would be suitable as a volunteer. Yes. And so I told her a little bit about me and didn't.
You said, I'm a big deal.
Well, no, I didn't say that. But she said, like 5 minutes into the conversation, she said, well, you ought to be your instructor. And that was very interesting. I would like to tell a little story about an an incident that happened when I was 12 years old. Yeah. So I was in a stable, in a high-level dressage stable in Germany, more a really private place, and I was just tolerated there because I didn't have a horse. And one day there was a lady that was brought to the stables, and she was quadriplegic. And I pronounced that word wrong, I know.
Quadriplegic.
Yep,
you did well.
And she was in her 30s. Yeah. And it took all the adults that were there to put her on a horse and hold on to her. And I had the job to lead the horse. So I was 12 years old, and I led the horse. So I was facing forward and just walking on the horse. And all of a sudden, that lady screamed. And I was, did I do something wrong? Did she fall off? And the next thing I hear is her just like whispering in awe, I can walk. I am walking through the legs of this horse.
You're remembering
and that,
that
did
yeah.
something to me, and tears ran down my face. And I said, this is what I want to do someday.
And that someday basically is here. I'm going to ask the question for you, to you, if you would, to talk a little bit about your work now and what your team does at Karen's Horse Connection and Legacy Stables.
Yes. So I never had a horse. I was always at the mercy of other people to let me ride. It was actually 44 when I finally got my very first horse. And I had ridden hundreds of horses before. But Charlie was my first horse, and I got him, and then I bought a halter, and that is when I started. And now I have Legacy Stables. We finally, 5 years ago, we got to buy this property of 28 acres in Caledonia, close to Grand Rapids. Now I share my skills, my horses. They are 25 now. Of all sizes.
Yeah. Brood. Yeah.
So, and my place, I like to share with other people and want to provide a connection between horses and people, whoever is asking for it, without making a difference. So I did become an instructor for therapeutic horseback riding, and everybody is welcome at my place.
So one with a disability or an ability to come and ride, take lessons perhaps?
Yes, we do lessons, regular riding lessons there, and like birthday parties, even one-time rides. We have horse camp going on in session right now. And then on the other hand, we do the therapeutic riding and adaptive vaulting. This is, again, that gymnastics on horseback. But we adapt it to anyone. So we have a special equipment with handles that allows many people to experience the walk, the trot, and the canter according to their ability. And it's just, it's wonderful. And then, of course, we also have a vaulting team, actually several vaulting teams, that we are also going competitive. We have some vaulters go to national championships in 10 days that will be held in Utah. We'll participate big time at the Midwest Regional Championships in Indianapolis in the fall. So, and then we'll have a demonstration at the Kent County Youth Fair.
You said that Friday, correct?
Yeah, Friday evening. We will be there doing a nice vaulting demonstration.
Nice. I'm looking at your Facebook page, Karen's Horse Connection. Again, Karen with an I. You doing a little yoga on horses?
This is something very new. We want to start offering in September yoga with and on horses.
Got to have the right horse for that. Oh, look. Karen, can you talk about founding? You have founded an international women's club in Grand Rapids for women to connect and share their story. What's this?
When I came to the States, at first I didn't have a work permit. Only my husband was here on a visa, working many, many hours. And then, I had my kids and we went to church. And I was always busy. It's just, I'm a pretty outgoing person and I adjust pretty easy. I met other women through a ESL school, And there was a French lady, a lady from Iran, and from Japan, and another German lady. And we at one time came together to have coffee, and we had to speak English because otherwise we couldn't communicate. And so that one lady says, "Oh, this is so awesome. I can finally practice my English." I said, "Well, don't you live here since 3 years?" "Yes, but I don't know anyone. And the only conversation I have is with the admirers at the checkout because my neighbors, they have their remote for the garage. I don't get in touch with people." And I said, "Well, let's change that. Let's meet again next week. I have more friends from church, some Americans, and we will meet." And out of that, we built the 3C circle, culture, craft, and conversation. And it had, we meet every Friday. And it is, we started it in 2000 or 2001. In the meantime, we had at least, I would say, 300 women go through that group, and women from at least 35 nations. It is a wonderful place for people, just like how I came here, young families, women that get come from other countries. Often they don't speak the language very good. They have no family here. The husbands are working many hours, and their ceiling falls on their head. And they get together and exchange and just talk, drink coffee, but also learn from each other, get, you know, tips on where to go shopping and doing this and that. And they, we do events together. It's a fun group.
Nice.
And, yeah.
So as we look to say our goodbyes, because I'm sure you have many more stories, but this is a tease for those to follow up with you, Karen Schmidt. How do we find out more about Karen's Horse Connection and your group?
Go to, well, about the horses. Yeah. Karen'sHorses.com is my website. I have a Facebook page, Karen's Horse Connection. Connection is my favorite word. This is also with the women's. It's just a lifestyle. And the women's group, well, you know, just get in touch with me. We don't have a website. It's more mouth-to-mouth,
yeah.
What the group is.
Best kind of conversation. LegacyStables.Karen@gmail.com I see here as well.
As well, yeah, we have the two.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, there's a horse waiting for you. And people at the place, summer camp going on. Karen's Horse Connection, thanks to you and Legacy Stables. That's you, Karen Schmidt. And you just shared your story, thanks to the many organizations that support you, including, as I mentioned, Emmanuel Hospice, St. Anne's, so many of those organizations that support keeping our stories alive. You have a favorite horse?
Oh, Charlie, of course, my first one.
Your first one.
And all the other 25 from miniature to draft cross.
All right. Time to get my roving microphone out on the grounds. Thanks, Karen. Take care.